Evening News readers were horrified by the Norwich City deal with an online gambling company. A selection of their comments follows.
David Gom said, "We will work with a gambling addiction charity. No mention of that yesterday. What next, the McDonald's stand and support for Weight Watchers?"
Yaku Boy had a story from Great Yarmouth. Last week there was an article in the Great Yarmouth Mercury about Grosvenor Casino holding an open day talk and inviting problem gamblers to come along and talk about their problems, with £10 free play being doled out to encourage the gamblers to talk about their gambling addiction.
"A fine city was not amused. Still feel the club has some clueless people making these decisions. Clearly this was going to be a controversial move with many and so would need sensitive planning and publicising. The FA are just ending their gambling sponsorship deal and many worry about its association with a family sport. So the club go ahead and announce it with big smiles as if they have just got sponsorship from Mothercare. Then reverse ferret today."
Gazza, 1966, shared the same view. "Do we really need money that badly? Shameful move by the club. Disappointed."
Surly Connery sees problems coming. "Having worked as an addiction counsellor for many years and written books on gambling, drug and alcohol addiction, I know the club is sending the wrong message. Normalise gambling, which sponsorship does, with all this associated advertising, and you encourage problems. It is not called problem gambling for no reason."
Jimmy LeBone did not see this as such a problem. "Sorry, but these guys were addicted gamblers before the sponsorship deal. I seriously doubt that this deal will encourage anyone into gambling, probably just into gambling with this company. Of course, don't let that stop you moaning about a team you claim to support. I hear there are a few alcoholics in Norwich. How dare the board allow beer to be sold at the ground?"
And finally, Tigger 2 as well was not that surprised. "No surprise here. Football is rife with corruption, so a gambling company should fit right in. But what does surprise me is why supporters will play to see a game when there are no local boys playing."
Last week, there were calls to sort out problems at Anglia Square before there is any planned redevelopment. Lots of readers wrote in to the Evening News to comment on this.
Resident Smith thinks the idea is daft. "So, in effect, repair the old car before taking it to the scrapyard. Well, that makes sense. Bulldoze it all, rebuild, sorted."
Mosey T3000 thinks the idea is daft. "When you rebuild it and improve it, then it gets better. That's how gentrification works. A dozen retired people who turned up shouldn't be the responsible voice for an entire part of the city either. The Norwich Society has already fulfilled that role with their unwanted meddling and interfering."
L24 did not agree that there might be issues with drugs and begging at Anglia Square. "I use Anglia Square at least once every week, and I have to say, I do not see Anglia Square as having issues with drugs and aggressive begging. The surrounding area, without doubt, has a drug problem, but that is a housing issue. And yes, begging happens, but not very often, and never in my experience aggressively. A few months ago, my wife and I saw someone being moved on by Anglia Square security, and all he did was move across the road. We took the time to talk to him. He was not begging, just homeless and wanting to sit down somewhere and have a drink. We bought him a drink and stopped for a few minutes to have a chat with him and found him to be well-educated and struggling. No address means no benefits and difficulty getting medical treatment. And moving people on does not make their needs or them go away. It just stops that biblical need to cross the road when you see them."
Michael Jones says, don't waste money on repairs. Repairing would be a waste of money, hence why the stationery office moved out in 1996. It needs to be demolished and rebuilt.
Chris Lambert sort of agrees. Pull it down, demolish it, tear it down, destroy it, then build new high-rise apartments for the wealthy.
And Rob confirms that a lot of work is needed. Why did HMSO move here from London anyway, just to leave just 30 years later? I have seen lots of pictures of inside Sovereign House taken 5 years ago, and it is in a disgusting state. There is even small trees growing through the cracks on top of the roof.